Philadelphia Soul had absolutely no hangover from their first loss of the season. On Saturday night, they whipped the Tampa Bay Storm 71-27 at Amalie Arena. It was the biggest crowd the Storm have had all season long at 13,921, but it was also the worst loss in franchise history. Normally, at this point, I would make a report of what happened over the course of the game, but instead, I want to talk about what legitimately might have been the best Iron Man performance in the history of the Arena Football League. As many of you know, in 2013, I was blessed to go travel to China to cover the first American football game ever played on Chinese soil. Many of the Seoul players were there for that game, including Joe Goosby. The joke that we use over in China is that no one knew who Joe Goosby was, and no one knew how to spell his name. Everyone knows who Joe Goosby is now. Goosby was like Bugs Bunny on this night. He played on over 70% of the snaps in the game, lining up at jack linebacker on defense, fullback for around a third of the offensive plays, protector on kick returns, gunner on kick coverage, and in the trenches on extra points, both offensively and defensively. Just doing all that in the same game should have earned Goosby Playmaker of the Game honors. The fact that he was the most dominant player on the field while the game was still competitive should have earned him a sweep of the postgame awards. Goosby's start at fullback was somewhat shocking. However, Philadelphia lost Tommy Taggart last week to a sprained ankle to open up the position. The Soul weren't comfortable with their newest addition, Davern Gerrards, running at the fullback spot, which left Goosby in there as a huge surprise for the Storm to try to defend. What made this so shocking? Goosby had never played fullback before in his career and had never logged a single run. Goosby scored 3 1-yard touchdowns on the first 3 Philadelphia drives of the game, and in the interim, he managed to force 2 fumbles and make a special teams tackle, all in the first quarter and a half of the game. At that point, the game was basically said and done with, as the Soul were up 27-0 at the break. However, to start the third, Goosby had an interception for a touchdown to continue building on his great night, and on Tampa Bay's first drive of the half, and that made it 34-0. The Storm scored for the first time at 8:35 of the third quarter, but Goosby struck again, blocking the point after try and returning it for 2 points. Never before have we seen an Iron Man performance quite like this one. Goosby literally outscored the Storm on the night. The game itself just ended up getting really weird. There were rushing touchdowns, passing touchdowns, deflections on pass plays for scores, a block point after for a score, and I could go on and on. Dan Rodabaugh had a workmanlike day, going 19 of 26 for 217 yards with 3 touchdowns and an interception. Jason Boltis, on the other hand, had the worst game of his career. He went 12 of 30 for 133 yards with 3 TDs and 3 picks, and he was knocked down countless times in the game. Luke Collis came in relief and went 0 for 4. The Storm were shut out in the first half, marking the first time they were shut out in the first half of a game since 2006, and it was just the third time in team history that they were left with a blank at halftime. Tampa Bay managed just 133 total yards of offense, the second fewest total yards in a game by a team this year in the AFL. A further oddity was third down conversions. There was not a single third down conversion in this game through 3 quarters. Both teams had 1 conversion in the fourth on third downs. The Soul are now 8-1 and head to Atlantic City next week for a date with the Las Vegas Outlaws in the Boardwalk Bowl. The Storm have to pick themselves up off the mat after another tough loss when the New Orleans Voodoo come to Amalie Arena. To hear what Clint Dolezel and Joe Goosby had to say after the game, check out our SoundCloud page, www.soundcloud.com/arenafan. Reporting live from Amalie Arena in Tampa, I'm Adam Markowitz with an Arena Fan Final, where the Tampa Bay Storm were defeated by the Philadelphia Soul 71-27.